Let's read in God's Word. In the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 16, reading verses 1 to 9. Hear God's Word. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risk their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachus, my beloved. Amen. May the Lord bless to us the reading of His Word. Well, I don't suppose there's a home here, anyone's home here, lacking some kind of pictures on the wall. And of course, there are art galleries where all sorts of pictures hang. And there's scripture where portraits are put up. Names are given, lots of names in the Old Testament. The book of Chronicles is full of them. And here we have names given as Paul concludes this letter, this magnificent letter he wrote to the Romans. He mentions various people. They're to us initially just names and kind of strange names. I always shudder. I was telling Michael when I have to read scripture's names because a lot of them I get the pronunciation all messed up. But the other thing is that to us, we have no idea who they were. We know that they lived a long time ago and they were probably Christians like we are. But what else can we know about them? But here we have a gallery of commendation of a faithful servant, starting with verses 1 and 2, Phoebe. Now, you'll note from where we stopped tonight that these names go on, but I think this is the right number for us to take at this point, and then we'll carry on from there in coming weeks. But we start with Phoebe, a precious instrument. Phoebe is commended to the Roman believers for several reasons. Now, she's one being commended to the Romans. She's not there in Rome. She's going to be there. Scholars suggest she's carrying the letter to the Romans that Paul is writing and will deliver that. So she is there. Romans are being told to greet her coming to them. But also he sends his greetings to certain ones in the Roman church as well, and asks that the Romans on his behalf greet these other ones here and there. It's a little complicated, but life in the body of Christ is complicated. All the complications are not signs of defect or frustrating challenge. It's signs of richness and design of God. We always have cause to greet one another in Christ, more than just a polite conveyance. The greeting should be heartily, in love, in the recognition, and even if we've never met the person, that this person is a brother or sister in the Lord, as we are in the Lord. But she's commended to the Romans for several reasons. First, Paul mentions that she should be received appropriately as one who is a servant. The literal Greek word is deacon. Deacon, it's in the feminine, a deaconess, you might say. And there's debate about whether that was an office in the early church that got corrupted, as so many other things did get corrupted in the passage of time, to non-existence, and it only after that became the place for males to serve. And that may be, that could be, it's a possibility. But also, more likely, it's that when Paul sets out very clearly to his letter to Timothy, deacons should be the husband of one wife, it does seem to limit it to the males. Never mind the debate over it. This is a servant of Christ. And in Christ, there's neither male nor female. And we shouldn't be conscious of ourselves, overly conscious of ourselves in that kind of way, or others in that kind of way. Don't let this woman touch me with her tears and her hair, as Jesus let that woman do that and was attacked by the Pharisees. Jesus accepts and knows when anyone is serving him, and he's not put off by anyone. A reference was made tonight to the Samaritan woman. She was the one shocked. She said, "How can you, being a Jew, and I'm a woman, you're a man, you speak to me?" On two counts, in terms of the culture, he should not have been speaking to her because he was a man, she was a woman, they were together, there by themselves. He should have put distance between himself and her. And he was a Jew, she was a Samaritan. But never mind that, in Christ, these petty divisions, these man-made walls come tumbling down. And it's what a person does for Jesus that counts. So, our Lord certainly takes note of service, those who serve in his name, and perfectly accepts it.